What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back with the latest episode of Pose. This is episode 6, and it's all about love. Love really is the message. Patty confronts Angel. Pray Tell is in desperate need of a friend intervention, and Blanca meets a man. Plus, we've got you covered with news and gossip and our special segment, Walk It Like You Talk It. This is the Pose After Show. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. It might be before our time, but...
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
You can a little two-step.
You know what I'm saying?
Rock
with it. We
know. Like the uncle and auntie.
Right. The uncle and auntie that can't get enough of that music. Right. Well, keep on playing it.
It is certainly good to be back. The music is rocking. We in the building.
Okay. Hey.
Episode 6. The family is all here. Yes. I'm Keith Andre.
Hey guys, I'm Jamie Gray.
Hey you guys, I'm Jay Lamar.
And as you know, it's your girl Deshauna O.
Okay, welcome back, Jay Lamar.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I miss my family.
We miss you.
We love having you.
You know we do.
Well, this episode was another jam-packed one.
Yes.
It was definitely super emotional. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you guys think right off the bat?
Wow. I think that a lot of balls were dropped, and like, no pun intended, but, you know, just a lot of secrets were spilled all throughout this episode,
yeah.
Which shows you a lot of deeper aspects of each character and how they truly are. But I really liked this episode. It was just so sad.
Yeah.
So sad, but you learned a lot. So.
It was an emotional episode.
Yeah.
I mean, as we'll talk about more, just everything that every cast member was going through. Every cast member, I feel like every main cast member went through something this episode.
Yes.
You know, y'all see me like tearing up.
I know. Because
I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared.
Me too. I was not prepared either. I definitely felt sad. But at the same time, I was happy that some things came to light.
Like, yeah.
It was just, I mean, he was going to the hospital. He was doing so much. I'm just like, this can't drag on forever.
For
like,
sure.
It can't.
So. Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you all. It was an emotional roller coaster, but I think it was one that was necessary for the series itself.
Oh,
so
yes.
Let's go ahead and jump in. So, first off, we had to deal with this woman to woman. Patty.
Woman to woman.
Okay. What y'all know about that?
We know about it.
I ain't never been in no situation like that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But so, Patty, we saw from last week, she, you know, confronted Angel. And so this week we got to see the sit down version of that. So she got right into it. I mean, they both were really honest and like grown woman. It was a few moments where I was like, oh, this is triggering. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if I have like the emotional capacity to deal with this.
Or the class.
Okay. But so they did have this conversation. I mean, what did you guys think about them having the discussion about both of their relationships with Stan, both of them as women? And, you know, it wasn't as much a competition as it was just trying to understand, like, what we do with our lives.
Okay, so I like how you said that you thought it was mature, but for me, I actually did not.
Okay.
I felt like Angel was just a little bit, I don't know if childish is the word, but it was her tone and how she was coming at Patty.
Yeah.
You are not the wife. You are, you're not even the girlfriend.
But I don't have to be that. I'm going to let you finish. But I don't have, because I think for Angel, it was more about, a lot of our experience of Angel is this facade. You know, she doesn't want to seem like she has all these emotional like issues that she has herself situated. But if you come into me, I'm going to tell you right now whether I'm the wife, the side, the girlfriend. Like,
you ready.
We're going to go.
Okay, so ready. Then she should own that. And so then when she's coming at Patty, she should know, she should come from that place.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, I'm here, you're there. I'm not there yet. That's where I want to be. She needs to know her place. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like certain things that she was saying, like, so are you going to leave? This is not your business. We have children. We have a marriage. We have a bond. I've known him for years. You've known him for a second. Like, stay in your place.
I can say one thing. It was a very well-acted scene.
Yes.
Because it seemed very, like, it's like we were, like, flies on the wall.
Yes.
Looking at a mistress and a wife actually, like, have an honest discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, poor Patty. But she has so
That's
much class. She has so much class. Because somebody like me would have hopped across that table and drug Angel up out that diner or wherever it was at, you know?
Okay.
But I do want to say this. Like you said, Angel is a little bit immature.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we've seen it. I mean, from the moment she met Stan, you see that she thinks her role should be something different. So even when she was sitting there with Patty, she was like sitting there like, look at what he did for me.
Right.
But if Patty laid the cards on the table, he's doing a lot more for her than he is for Angel. So
Even with some of the things that she was saying, like, oh, me too, and no, honey. No, honey. Don't call me honey.
Don't tell me you love my man, too.
Thank you.
That's
thank
where
you.
We got a problem. Right. Okay. That's so where I drag you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll add diners.
I feel y'all, but I feel y'all. I really do. I know one or two people who've been in this situation, and one of them might be me. Who knows? Ooh. But the point is.
Okay, and I'll be the number two.
She was doing the typical thing, which is, she was doing the typical thing, which is asking lots of questions. Like, mm-hmm. that's the first thing that happens. I want to know what he been telling you he loved. Because she's trying to gauge how serious is this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Because is this just a little fling and he's just trying to have a little hoe house? Or is he really in love with you? And Angel held no punches. I think it showed Patty's strength. Patty really just like was like, I'm here to get answers. And I really enjoyed that. But I'm sorry, Angel. What was you doing, baby?
I'm going to stand for Angel tonight because I didn't have too many issues with it. You know, she is younger, so I get the immaturity card. But yeah. I also think she handled herself in a well enough way. Because she could have very easily not engaged in the conversation. And I think for Angel, I'm really pleased with the way that she presented herself as a woman. You know, she was secure in that and some of the lines of discussion about being trans. Like, mm-hmm. she told you flat out, this is who I am, this is my experience. And I think for both of them, they got, like, a good enough understanding to know how they should move forward.
I respected the way Patty acted when Angel said that she was trans. Yeah. You know, I mean, of course, Patty was, like, shocked. Like, right. Oh, my. Yeah. She was shooketh.
Were y'all shocked that she was shocked? Shooketh.
Yeah,
I was shocked too because it's like I thought like her being in that ball scene it would have like clicked.
No, well, you remember what she had to say? But she said, "What were you doing there with all those gays and
mm-hmm. drag queens?"
Like, yeah,
she looks like, oh, she did not know.
She's definitely passable, but it's just like because of the scene that they were in, and you know. And she even, just like you had mentioned, she seemed like she was talking deeper.
Right. She gave off a little different voice. I think she mm-hmm. wanted to showcase to her before she had to say it, like, look, this is the case. Mm-hmm. But Patty is being naive. You can't, but it also speaks to the time because nobody really knows about the ballroom scene like that. It was very mm-hmm. underground.
Well, ballroom scenes have women. There are women that are real women or women that are mothers in the ballroom scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is true, but I just don't believe that Patty had any idea about that. And I hated that Angel has been searching for this passing. Like, she just wants to pass so bad. And then she had to receive it from her man's wife. That idea of I'm passing, she goes, well, thank you, that's a compliment. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure she was like, I'd rather receive it from Pray Tell or somebody who's giving me an award.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, woo. That conversation was a gateway to much more that we got to experience. So tonight we did see a lot.
But wait, we need to talk about how Patty asked to see her package.
Yes.
We can't cover that.
That's what I was just alluding to.
Oh, you are? Okay. I mean, I'm behind you.
And I'm talking Angel, about her piece.
And Angel taking ownership of her womanhood, you know, she made it very clear that if you are looking to see who I am, that's the last place that you would need to look.
I was so shocked.
You know, she's like, I love every part of who I am, except that's just the one, you know, gray area. And I liked that when Patty asked her, she was like, okay.
Right.
See, now, you know, there are boundaries here. So, let's just be clear.
You think I'm going to stand up in this diner and open up the zipper?
Honey, she should have put it down and put it on the table.
You tried it.
Bam.
Happy?
I mean,
I admit, I would have.
That's definitely what Patty was asking for. She was like, no, like, I want to see it. But I think it's good for Angel. I don't have anything to prove.
I think her maturity level. I mean, she was a little bit more mature in that situation to where she said she wouldn't do it. Because if she was immature, she would have just stood up and said,
here it is.
I don't
she would have been like this and laid it on the table. But this is the thing.
Do you love me? Are you ready?
This is the thing, though. Like, Patty still took action. So it's like, whether you saw it or not, you still feel like your husband has a major problem, a psychiatric issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it was no need for Angel to show her anyway.
Yeah, I get her questioning it or wanting to see it, but we got to see she was able to move past it. Because whether you show me or not, I still have an issue that I have to, like, face.
Oh, yeah.
So we did get to see a lot more of Patty tonight, which was really good. I mean, acting across the board was exceptional. But from this conversation, Patty goes in to get tested, and we get more of, like, the real-world educational piece of the experience. Mm-hmm. Because her doctor's like, I've delivered your babies. Like, I know your family. What do you do? You're good. And she's like, I'm telling you, I'm not good.
Right.
And we saw that it still was especially taboo with, for one, it was taking 2 weeks to get results. Now you get it in a minute, 30 seconds, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then, two, how he was just saying, you know, I'll do this, like, off the record because your insurance will flag you.
Like, which was just shocking to me. Like, I wrote that down because I was just like, that is discrimination. You should not have your medical records in your insurance and getting flagged and all of that. That is no one's business.
We got to understand, back in that day, they were trying to figure out who had it so they can, like, kind of maybe do a series, like, okay, what happened? How did you get it? Who you slept with? Mm-hmm. They're trying to find the root to the problem at that particular point. So that's probably why they were flagging it.
I believe you, but then at the same time, there's always that undertone of, you know, it's like, we're going to be anonymous because we don't want anyone to know that this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Because it was so taboo in that time. But, like, when I heard him talking, I'm like, okay, he is way too comfortable. Like, even though that is her doctor, he's helped birth her two children. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, he was way too comfortable for me.
I was fine with
him. I said what I said. this is what I need. Yeah. Like, you're my doctor. Do what I say.
Right. He was like, Hoochie, what are you doing? Or Stan?
Right.
Questions that need answers.
Yeah. I think he was trying to figure, like, he was trying to pull it out of her. Like, girl, what's up?
I didn't like it.
Because you're asking me to give you these tests. Like, what is going on? I'm telling you.
I mean, it wasn't a common thing back then for heterosexual women and heterosexual men to be tested. So, of course, to him, it was a shocker.
Absolutely.
Do what I say, please.
Well, I'm glad we got
controlling
that.
Controlling right.
So we did get to see that. So he did actually give her test. Mm-hmm. From there, you know, this fire was ignited in Patty. And it could be something that has been, you know, kind of bubbling over the course of the season. You know, just trying to deal with her relationship and her feelings and her intuition. So from there, she has this plan set. She's like, all right, meet me at... I guess she just texted or called and gave him the address because he didn't.
Yeah,
no text. But he was like, he always meet me here first. And she's like, yeah, we're going to see a psychologist. And I was like, oh, God, this is escalating very quickly.
Seriously. She was like, not only was I here first, I was here two sessions ago.
I love Patty. She took control just like she did last episode. She got that trophy from me. She's a winner this episode too.
Yeah, she was great. And I really liked the scene between Patty and Stan in the therapist or psychologist's office as well. It was such a real moment. And I think for Patty, or the way that she's written, it always come from a place of wanting to know.
Yeah. Understanding.
It doesn't feel like malicious. Yeah, understanding. Mm-hmm. She's trying to figure out what's going on, what to do in my life, who I am, how I need to maneuver the world with or without you.
Because fast forward that situation to 2018, the women now would not have handled that situation as gracefully and as tactful as Patty has handled that situation.
Yeah. They just say F it and just say okay.
I think it was much more common for men in the business world to be cheating on their wives. Side chick.
Absolutely.
I mean, you see how, you know, his boss was just out there with it. Like, we know he got another.
And look at what she said, you know, when we were talking to a therapist and she told Stan, and she was like, okay, you're still going to pay the bills?
Yeah.
Right.
And you're still going to take care of the house.
You're going to go back.
But you're
back
not going to live here.
Mm-hmm. You're going to renew that leave.
You're going on a business trip.
Yeah, I'm telling you what you're doing.
The kids are with me. Okay. Pick up groceries.
I like what
please.
She said too about I've been pretending, and she's like, pretending what? Angel said pretending what? And she's like, pretending that all I cared about was being Stan's wife.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm getting a job, okay? And I knew that was coming. Remember I predicted last week, y'all? I said she's gonna get
boss.
A job. Now she might get a job at Stan's job, but nowadays
okay.
Now, I don't know. After that punch,
interesting. Right, I really pray that season two happens for both, because I'm interested to see like where what Patty's gonna do. Is she gonna become a nurse? And is that going to lead her to like working in like the age unit? I'm like,
he
might be on
to predictions.
I can be a writer. Pose if you need a writer.
Let him know. I am Delamar.
All right. Well, we'll come back to where we think Patty and Stan will go in predictions. But for now, let's move on to Pray Tell and this whole friendtervention, because there is so much that went on with Pray Tell. Billy Porter gave us a masterclass this
oh
week.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Mm.
I mean,
reading people left and right.
So, I told the panel I felt red at the end of that. I literally felt like he was talking to me, and I was like, I am sorry.
He's about to come to our table.
Okay, he needs to. But it was such a beautiful display of, like, range, emotion, like, mm-hmm. acting-wise, he really, like, put his foot into his character and showcased it all. So we see Pray Tell is, like, drunk. He's playing Love is the Message on loop. Everybody's over it. He gets invited over. He's not having it. What did y'all think about him at the dinner? Like...
out of
drunk.
Line.
Yeah.
Drunk, period.
The most.
Drunk and out
doing
of line,
the most.
Baby.
Doing
yeah.
the most. But, I mean, when you're filled with that, he's going through so much. Not mm-hmm. only finding out that he's positive,
mm-hmm.
but also dealing with the fact that he's losing his partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then trying to function like everything's normal.
Right.
Because, mind you, he's pretending Everybody pretended on this episode.
Right, because the show must go on.
Yeah, he's pretending that he's okay, and he's not.
Yeah.
And, you know, majority of people turn to some type of substance when they go through something. You know, his was alcohol. Yeah. Luckily, it was alcohol at that particular time.
Yeah, could have definitely been worse. Been but worse. Like you said, he's dealing with a lot of issues, and I really like that he addressed that. Like, nobody can tell me what I'm going through, how to feel, when to feel it, like... This is what I'm going through, and y'all just gonna have to ride this thing out.
I wish I would have did the ambush a little bit differently. You know, I wish it made
a little cleaner, like little at cleaner, dinner, ruin my appetite.
With everybody?
Everybody.
I mean, what y'all want is an intervention. Hello? No. Who likes that intervention?
You can have an intervention with just one person. It should have been maybe just him and Blanca, like, not,
like one or
not
two
the whole
people.
Family.
Yeah.
I think Blanca is trying to set an example of how to be family with somebody. Yeah. How do you, what do you, when you do a friend intervention, what is, how should it go? You gotta be there to see that, because words don't teach. Right. Actions do.
Right. Yes.
I wrote down, sometimes pain gets so dark within us that it's all we can spew out. And I think that's what Pray Tell was going through. I felt for him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was like, honey, damn.
I
you
mean,
really
it was,
hit us.
Yeah,
he
it was
just
a
said
lot.
A word right there.
That was he good. Did. That a few words. Good. We're going to watch that back.
Right. I was like,
but I do think, ultimately, like, friendship is at the root of Pray Tell and Blanca's relationship. That's such a magic that they have created and that the writers have created on the show as well, because it always shows itself.
Yes.
And they do that so well. So coming off of the friend intervention, he does have a takeaway moment from that, right? Because going to see his boyfriend, it does lead to the whole, the benefit, the AIDS cabaret that he's going to put on with Nurse Judy. And seeing, like, her interchanges with him as well, I was like, well, dag, it's, we think about AIDS, like, it's this huge epidemic, but it also was... I mean, it's hard to deal with for anyone of this area, or, you know, even people who want to help. Like, as a nurse, she showed, like, don't you think that I would love to do something for people who are just coming here and dying?
But
that's your ministry. Right. Get in here and do something.
No, and as someone who was a hospice nurse, like, I was literally there to help people transition. Mm-hmm. It was really difficult.
Yeah.
You have to separate yourself from it, and you just have to make them as comfortable as possible.
Yeah.
And you have to be there with the family. And it's something that really took a toll on me. I actually was like, okay, this is not for me, because I'm really empathetic.
Yeah.
But she was there every day. And even though she had a little attitude, I think you have to have tough skin to deal with Pray Tell.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, for sure. She was used to it at that point.
Yeah. Right. But like you said, like, dealing with HIV patients, you know, when I first started working in the hospital system when I was younger, I remember, like, seeing my first HIV AIDS patient and, like, wanting to ask them, like, what happened, but also wanted to be very catering to them because that's a huge diagnosis for anybody of any age group to receive, you know. And so it's good to have somebody like Pray Tell that's like, you know what, you're going through this, but you can come out of it.
Right.
Yes.
You know, he has, like, high hopes.
Yes.
I'm really interested to see, like, Electra, like, what is her stance on this?
Yeah.
And, like, does she have a relationship with Pray Tell to where, like, she can sit down and talk to him? Like, I'm wondering that dynamic. I really am.
I don't think there is one, because we haven't seen it
yet.
So, I don't know.
I wish it was.
Yeah, it would be interesting. But I think part of Pray Tell's takeaway of that, as far as being so, like, positive, is also the fact that he's dealing with it
as well,
too. You know? So...
Right.
He's got a journey ahead of him, but he always, like, shows up, just like he had gave Blanca that energy. So we see Pray Tell puts the cabaret together, and, you know, that pretty much took everybody out. Because he got up there and sang for All We Know, and
Lord.
I was just like, Billy Porter, can you please?
And I knew he could sing.
Yeah,
you could just
of
tell.
Course.
Which also, I mean, he's been in musicals and plays, and so has MJ Rodriguez.
Yes.
She actually played Angel in the musical Rent.
Yes.
Right.
So if you have not seen that version, you can probably YouTube it somewhere. But which is ironic, because Angel, which is played by India, is Angel. You know, I'm like, that's ironic. But yeah.
I loved his singing. When I tell you, I wrote down, they took us to church. I put, like,
to
10
church.
U's on there, because I was in there like, hallelujah.
Yeah.
They
y'all,
were
that's
singing.
When, that's where tears, like, really started for me. I was like, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
Like,
you can feel it.
You can feel it.
It was intense. It gave me a lot of goosebumps. And I had a lot of, I think, as a consumer of, like, television and, like, putting aside, like, acting or being an actor, I was just like, this... Another reason why this show needs to move forward is because it has such a different and a unique offering. I mean, there were shows. Mm-hmm. What was the musical type show that was on TV?
Glee.
I can't think. Glee. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think of a show that gives, like, that musical vibe or lends itself to that background, and then to see Pose do it in a way that not only has substance but just is a drama, and it takes you through so much. They do it so well. It's like
it's
musical
so
theater.
Well written, because it's the truth.
Absolutely.
It's like the truth that I feel like on television we don't see that much of, even in reality television. Yeah. You know, there are probably reality stars that are suffering or could be suffering or went through the same situations, mm-hmm. and they didn't put their story out there. Right. So to see this it's raw.
Yes.
It's like the raw truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was even saying how it's pretty hurtful because even while he was singing that moving rendition, they were not able to even really be into it. It was just pure, just like, hopelessness.
I couldn't imagine working in the healthcare system in the 80s when something was going on. Like, I would just want to spend all my time there, like, helping and just figuring out how to uplift these people. Like,
imagine the people who were treating them bad, like, not wanting to wash them, not wanting to bring them anything, thinking they were going to catch it off some, touch, you know.
I mean, there was so much ignorance around it. Yeah. So nobody I don't blame knew. Either side. Exactly.
Yeah, nobody knew.
Exactly. So Pray Tell did his number, and then Miss Blanca comes behind and gives us Home.
Woo!
Come on.
From the Wiz. And then that turns into a duet, and I'm just like... too much.
I loved that.
It was so good.
That was beautiful. You know? And I liked that it was like a two tenor harmony because MJ Rodriguez, she actually has such amazing range.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So to hear her like singing a lower register, because y'all probably seen the videos where she's like giving the whistle tone, the falsetto, all that stuff. But actually, Pray Tell or Billy Porter, he had tweeted that the song they sang was a Whitney Houston version of Home from The Wiz, and it was actually her first TV performance from 1983 at the Merv Griffin Show, which I thought was amazing.
Ooh,
I was like, so they're paying homage to Whitney, to The Wiz, to just this moment.
Because Whitney played, they had another Whitney song played throughout the episode.
Oh, yeah.
And they played the whole song. What is Whitney Weekend? Y'all know the movie just came out. Yeah, yes. So,
very timely.
You know, shout out to them for, you know, represent for Whitney.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, there was a moment in the song when MJ was singing. Did you guys see that? When she looked at a patient and she saw herself in that patient and Pray Tell came to her rescue real quick.
Exactly.
That was really a hard moment. That almost
made me crack, but you know, I held it together.
But that was such an important moment. You know, we talk about taking the walls down and having something like transport you. I think you learn, like, as an audience member, you have to be willing to suspend your disbelief. And they spend so much time eliminating disbelief. And for Blanca to sing that song, to sing Home, and to think of the lyrics, and then to, you know, look at a patient and know, like, oh, I'm actually, this is my life, too. You know, what's going to happen with me?
Oh,
so I love that. And then having Pray Tell just come up there. All right, you need the help, sis. I got you. Duet it out. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
True friendship.
It's so good. It's genuine. And so from coming, like, right off of that, we do get to see Pray Tell and Costas, his boyfriend. And his boyfriend has this plea for him to make this promise to live life and to love. We don't have to spend too much time because we still got so much to go.
Yeah.
Into, but so they have this moment, which is very important. Yes. And then out of that, we hear that Costas has passed.
Mm. Oh my God, a moment of silence for Costas.
Okay.
All right. I mean, so this is the first death. I mean, we dealt with Blanca's mom, but we didn't know her. And so as a cast, we've seen Costas a little bit. He's definitely an extension of Pray Tell.
Yes.
Right.
So this is the first time we kind of have to go on that journey and deal with that.
Right.
It was very difficult for me. The farewell speech, I absolutely knew it was a farewell speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I thought he was going to say, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired of doing all this fighting.
You typically hear that.
Right. But this time he decided to take his last bit of energy and give it to Pray Tell.
Yeah.
And the love between those two is just, I mean, it's better than any love that I think that I've experienced. Mm-hmm. To see the way that Pray Tell reacted to what he promised him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was phenomenal.
Well, just see him care for him, you know, and even prior to Pray Tell being diagnosed, he still walked into that ACE floor as though, you know, mind you, at that time, nobody knew, like, how you could catch it or what ways, you know, you can prevent catching it. But he walked in there. He was always just affectionate, loving, kissing on him, like,
positive,
no matter what.
Positive. Yeah.
Like, you know, you mine. I'm going to take care of you to the day that you step away, so...
I love that relationship. I think it's a great example of being there for someone despite yourself.
Yeah.
You have to sometimes.
Look, I'm getting all choked up and stuff. Wait, that was
okay.
Well, maybe to lighten it up a bit. The actor is actually Johnny Sibley. I hope I said that right. I know how you guys are. Let me know. But he's actually he does like comedic videos in real life. So to see him in more of like a serious role, he did amazing.
Oh yeah, he did amazing. He definitely did his thing for sure.
The whole cast is like phenomenal.
And also shout out to our live chat. We got Ronnie back. We missed you. And you guys just make sure you're still commenting. Let us know what you think about the shows, the episodes. We love it. So keep the feedback coming.
Perfect. I mean, so still so much to get to before we go into Blanca and her man though. Jalen DeMarc, tell the people what they need to do.
Hey, AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite shows, from dramas to reality to sci-fi and so much more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that tailors your every beck and need. You'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, the bees,
don't worry. Okay.
Don't worry about that. They're optional. So hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz channels as well. Let us know in the comments what you think. And like Jamie will like let you know, you know, shout you out in the shows. And you know, AfterBuzz, like we love it here.
And 5 stars on iTunes. Y'all know we like the stars.
The other four don't work.
They don't work.
They mean nothing.
We try.
So thank you all for being AfterBuzz fans. And remember to comment. Please comment.
Please.
I love reading the comments.
Me too.
I love.
Troll, because you're a troll. Yeah. So let's get right into Miss Blanca meets a man. I didn't even expect that.
A whole man.
He
works out.
You mad about it?
Oh no, I'm not mad about it. That's a man. That's a man. But I was just saying, you know, I never like for her story. I never thought like, oh, Blanca's gonna meet a man and have this moment.
I wouldn't expect that either.
She did,
and it even got serious for me a little bit for a second, even though I was over there swooning, honey. But they had, Pray Tell posed the question, I think it was, are you going to tell the status?
That was big.
Yeah.
Like, do you, okay, in the chat, you guys, do you think that if you have something, like, you know, if you have HIV or AIDS, you should disclose that to someone when you first meet them, or when is the right time, or is it right before
absolutely.
You have sex?
Absolutely. I'm going to answer for y'all. Let them know.
Yeah, I mean, do you let them know on the first date?
I actually knew someone who has, he's still alive, so don't worry, but he has HIV, and I remember there was a friend, and he let him know up front.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely something, you know, speaking for the community, I think it's definitely something that you should tell somebody up front, because you never know, like, and we all been in situations, we all grown, where things just happen so fast.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, you want to give that person the opportunity to know or to say yes or no that they want to know. You should mess with
absolutely.
You. And I feel like, you know, so many people that have been affected by that, you know, they didn't get the option. Mm-hmm. They didn't get, somebody didn't tell them.
For sure.
So you definitely want to make sure, like, you tell them, like, yes, you have it, and you know, it's up to that person whether or not they want to continue a relationship with you.
And I think also, just to be clear, when it comes to telling something up front, it does not mean that you have to tell some, like, you have to go out to dinner and drinks and I'm going to disclose at this point. So I really appreciate it, Blanca, for saying, oh, you know, if it comes to that, because I don't think it's the thing where you automatically have to tell something right off of the bat, because you may have it may never even get to sex.
Right, because I'm like, important. I'm feeling bad about my little first dates. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, not that I have anything, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, I'm barely telling you about my child on the first date. Okay. I need to know, are you going to get past this?
I think it's important to gauge your own comfort.
Let's talk about our favorite color.
And if it gets there, then you can tell it. And, you know, speaking, like you said, for the community, I know people, I've dated people, I've talked to people who have had it, and it doesn't have to be on the first date, or maybe not the third date, absolutely before anything happens.
I think it's before, we could argue about this all day, but I think it's definitely before the feelings are attached, because I've been in situations, you know, that are crazy, but, you know, it's 2 months in, and it's like, okay, 2 months. Well, there's emotional attachment.
Well, hopefully.
I mean, our lives, how busy we are, 2 months is could be 3 days.
Maybe by like day three, you know, try to become friends, get to know that person. Then by day three, so like, you know, just, I don't know.
I would just say, you know, hopefully when the comfort is there. I'm not putting a time stamp on anybody. Yeah. I can't imagine having HIV or AIDS and having to have that conversation with myself or when it's appropriate. Like, that's, I can't speak for it. You know what I mean?
But it's very interesting that they brought up the question for Blanca. But what I will say is, her fine man came through with his confidence and his swagger and his pickup line.
He was not playing with those lines.
He was a chocolate LL Cool J. That's what he gave me.
He was.
Those are the vibes he gave me.
I want to tell y'all, he had me at hello.
No, okay. He didn't have me at hello. He had me when he was like, this shirt is made of boyfriend material. I was like,
yes, that was my favorite quote.
But I'm using yes, that. Girlfriend material. Well, okay.
That's not I'm using that.
I mean, I like the star.
Polyester.
Too. He said, if I had a star for every time you, I thought about you, the sky would be filled with stars. Ooh,
okay.
I like that.
Well, I love a, game, y'all.
Me
love
too.
Love
yes.
game on me. It was corny, but I was like, okay, it's kind of cute. It. Corny and cute.
Yeah, it was corny and cute. So Blanca has to go through a few things. Ultimately, she does not date him because she gets with her good girlfriend. Friends in the store into that girl talk.
That girl talk can ruin your fun.
Okay.
Let me
be naive. Ignorance is bliss.
And I feel like she should have still rode the pony.
Ooh.
I don't
okay.
know.
They said it was a good ride. Hear
that? I mean, in this case, I think it was nice that they were able to tell her the way they were. And it ended with this moment with all them out and being like, bye, you're right. dismissed.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, my advice is always going to be, everybody don't need to know your business.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Y'all saying that because no, they I'm ruined her fun. But I feel like if I'm telling my friends, my homegirl is like, I'm about to date somebody, and I say that person's name, and they like, oh, child, we had him. I want to know that. I don't want to know after the date. Absolutely. I tell y'all, oh, I mess with Darius, and you like, Darius.
No, me too.
That was but last week.
That was last
girl, but I want to act mad at that point. But I don't want to act
so
mad
you
before that
point. Want to know?
I'm like Darius know, with the birthmark on his back?
Yeah. It depends. Exactly.
My thing is, exactly. It definitely depends.
It's
one thing for me to tell, pray tell, and him to say, oh, I don't know about Darius, just like Poppy had told, old boy about Pretty Ricky.
Yeah.
You know what Pretty I mean? Ricky. Versus somebody that's an extension. You know, yeah, she know Lulu and them and they was in the house, but girl.
Mm-mm.
But
y'all,
Candy,
y'all don't have
her,
nothing good for me.
Girls. If she, why she won't shop with them? I love Candy.
That's true.
Miss Candy.
Okay. I guess I'm showing my crazy colors because I want to
I would want to know before I get my feelings hurt, but I catch know. Feelings like that, so it would hurt my feelings
when somebody somebody's talking game like that. Like
mm-hmm. You look good. Right.
He
you
definitely
good.
Had a lot of game. So let's go ahead and jump into Walk It Like You Talk It.
Ew.
One of my favorite segments.
Hey.
Okay, Mubba with the Mubba DJ. DJ Mubba.
She's been gone, but she's back.
Yeah,
y'all don't know who Mubba is, but she's up there. So say hi to Mubba, y'all.
Okay. So Walk It Like You Talk It. Shawna, what you was feeling on?
I know it was some good quotes tonight, and y'all know I like to do them both. But I'm just going to walk it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Butch Queen Body Today.
Yes.
Had me fiending and swooning. Yes. Like, I literally was like asking myself, am I open? Because I want to go to these places and find these exact men.
Okay.
And I need to be a part of this.
You took mine.
Okay. I'm sorry, love. No, join me.
I'm joining you. We in it together.
Join me.
Okay.
We in it together.
Did you have a walk it or a talk it?
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. Well, mine is going to be a talk it.
Okay.
And, okay, I'll have to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, here we go. A bish, okay, bish, cannot hide her song, honey. Mm-hmm. It oozes out of her. So that's from Pray Tell, and I love that.
It was Finch.
Finch. Like a bird.
Like a bird.
Well, he needs
like
to be clearly. I thought he said the B word. Let me know in the comments if you thought he said the B word, because I didn't hear that.
Like a bird. That's
Finch. I got to miss my volume next time.
Wait, so I do have a talk it, like a second talk it, since you took my walk it.
Okay.
But it was from Matt. When Matt told Stan, the guy you're pretending to be doesn't exist.
That was mine. So thank
ooh,
you.
That threw me. Oh, good. Really snatched it on up.
That really hurt Stan, though.
But I was like, oh.
And I was here for it, too. I think for me, I didn't read it in that way. I was like, I think that's a lesson that people need to take for themselves. So
I agree.
Often we pretend we live in social media, we millennials, all of that. It's not real.
It's not real. It don't mean nothing.
Save it.
Wow.
Instagram can be gone like that.
Teach me a lesson, y'all.
Followers.
Because when I heard it, I just got mad. But now I'm feeling like enlightened. Like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, I got a couple of men I'm going to send that to.
Right.
Like, I already got it typed out.
Copy
and paste. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, my little team.
Okay. Well, that was good. Y'all know, for those listening, we do our Walk It Like It Talk. Walk It Like You Talk It.
Hey.
Hey. Every week. Well, we, you know, pick from the categories which of us are favorite from balls. We pick our favorite quote. So if you're listening on podcasts, we appreciate you. You can join in next week. You'll know when we get to the Walk It Like It. Walk It like you talk. I can only say it if I say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Segment.
You
that's
rap
what
it.
We mean. Okay. And I'm a rapper.
Hey.
But let's move on to news and gossip, please.
All right.
TV news.
All right, so right off the bat, let's get into it. Shout out to my fave. Y'all know I love me some Janet Mock.
Janet.
Tonight, she directed, but not only that, she's the first trans person, not trans woman, but first trans person to direct, produce, and write on something on television.
Go, Janet!
Yes, that is my good. I love her so much. W Magazine did this write-up on her about her directorial debut. I was reading it beforehand, but then it got to the part where it was like, there are spoilers for episode 6. So I'm going to have to read that later and discuss it next week, but I'm so proud of her. She's done so much in media. She had this picture right here
with the slay
on her Instagram with the slay. She talked about how, you know, fearful she was because this is something that she hadn't dreamed or even thought that she would step into, but she did it so well. Tonight's episode was amazing across the board.
I wanted Janet to take the slay home.
It reminds me of that quote, you guys, by I believe it's Ava DuVernay, who said, I am my ancestors' wildest dreams.
Yeah.
And I think that she is her ancestors'
wildest dreams. I love that.
You hear that, Janet? And just, you hear that?
I love it.
And just to stay right there on that photo for a moment, because there is this big conversation that's going on in Hollywood right now. We have Scarlett Johansson, who's doing a movie and is a trans person. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are coming out. And I've had mixed feelings about it. Just, I hate to keep saying, like, as an actor or and as a gay person, I feel so conflicted, because I feel like we have to find some kind of balance, because when you are the first to do something, we have to give enough of a grading curve when it comes to skill set or like talent, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's not always that opportunity. But Janet Mock is flawless, and tonight's episode was flawless, so it shows that we, this community, are 100% capable of telling our own stories.
Oh, and we're growing.
And telling them well.
We're growing, and we're making history.
It's only going to get better.
Yes. And season 2 is coming.
And anyone, all of us, should be telling our own story.
Absolutely.
Tell your story, because that's the best way to make it authentic. Why would you have to go and study and meet somebody and ask them how they feel and do all of this when I can get somebody who already went through this and can compose it, drop it, dip it, everything else.
Okay, like, no. I might can play that part, but guess what? I don't need to.
You don't need to.
Play a different part.
Play a white
woman. You don't
have
to say yes to everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But moving right along, so just going off of the strength of Pose, Box, they did a write-up on the 24 best TV shows of 2018 so far. You'll see in the next slide that Pose is on the list.
Absolutely. They made it.
Amazing show.
That's awesome.
That's why we need a season 2. You guys tell every single person you know, they better watch this show.
It's actually become one of my favorite shows.
Absolutely.
How about y'all?
Absolutely.
It gets better each and every week.
It's educational.
When I'm not watching with this family, I like have my other Pose family downtown, like we all watch together.
Yeah.
Okay. So they missing me tonight. Hey, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, we coming next time.
Okay. I mean, this episode by far was my favorite. And then I did check Twitter before we came in here. Stephen Cannell, shout out to him, because he is a member of the House of Pose. But he was just saying, like, if y'all thought that this was something, wait till we see the last two.
I'm not ready.
I know Lil Poppy is coming.
We have like a big party when we do that or something.
Moving on, there is more news and gossip. Pretty Ricky himself, Dylan Burnside, is doing this up close and personal kind of tour situation concert.
How close and how personal?
Okay, he's selling tickets. If you're in that area, you can check him out Monday, July 23rd. I think they did a good job marketing that, because another tweet while I was trolling, we've been seeing MJ sing a lot lately.
Yes.
But there's a flyer now that she's going to be at his concert with him too. So
nice.
Oh, well, let me get my tickets, because I'm about to come see you, mommy.
Taking a trip.
Are they coming to LA?
I don't know.
Or New York?
I don't know.
Oh, we going.
And I also saw this week, you guys, Stephen Canals had a flag, a Pose flag, and he was in the park, I believe in LA, and he was like, come find me and I'll give you this flag. I don't know who got it.
Steve, don't
but
play.
I was
the temperature outside, Steve?
Right.
It was too
hot. No, you could have definitely at me, because I would have made my way.
Okay, I was unavailable and I was sad about it.
Okay, but that's the bulk of the news. Jamie, you got some stuff to shout out
for us? We got the shout outs. Okay, you guys, so you know when we love that you guys comment when you're on a live chat, our YouTube comments. We love it all, so make sure you keep it coming. Let us know what you think about certain episodes, characters, all of that. But on Twitter, make sure that you're checking out these tweets. So one thing I really love about the cast and just the people that are working on this show is the fun facts that they spill on Twitter. So Pretty Ricky, a.k.a. Dylan Burnside, he says, fun fact, when we shot the last take of this funeral scene, so this from last episode, he says the woman playing Blanca's mother jumped up out of the casket during the scene and effed all of us up. And that made me, I was hollering when I saw this, because I'm like, I can only imagine that you're filming this really like dark, serious scene, and then you got this the person in the casket just jumps
pop
about.
Up on you.
You need that laugh sometimes, so that's probably something they needed.
I would have passed that.
I'm like, cut. cut.
They'd have been calling a new wardrobe and saying, I ought to pee my pants. I can't get these pants off me, y'all.
So speaking of the YouTube comments, again, we love when you guys comment. So we have Kiana who commented on our last video. She says, Blanca's sister was talking about how she had no idea what to tell her daughter about Blanca and what is she. Mm-hmm. But the gag is when her daughter answered the door, she had no problem identifying Blanca as a woman. And I believe that that was intentional on the writer's and director's part, displaying how adults pawn their ignorance off on unassuming children.
Kiana, that is snaps amazing. I'm going to retweet that. That's yes. amazing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Kiana.
Go on. You're speaking truth, girl.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think it's true. Children, you know, children notice everything. But it's like if a child can, you know, look at Blanca and say she, so can you.
Yes. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I was a little kid, we had like a family member. She was really, really light. And I was like, Mom, who's that white lady? But she wasn't white. She was just light skinned. You know, kids just kind of say what's on their mind.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. So it's just like, it is what it is. Okay.
Wow.
And then we got another YouTube comment from Steven Zane. Hey, Steven. He says, I have watched many AfterBuzz TV panels, and the Pose team is the best.
Woo!
Every week, you guys bring intelligence, sensitivity, and realness. Tens across the board. Thank you. We really appreciate all the love. We do our best up here. So last but not least, you guys, again, tweet us, comment, live chat. If you're going to tweet us, tweet hashtag ABTV pose.
Yes.
And we'll catch you up.
Keep that conversation going.
Keep it coming.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
That's what's up, y'all.
Okay. Are y'all ready for predictions?
Oh my goodness.
I guess I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm gonna go laugh.
Okay. You're after Buzz TV. Let's just hit some quick predictions and then I wanna know who wins the trophy tonight.
Ooh, okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, you wanna go first? Rock, paper, scissors?
Just go ahead now.
I was ready because I already knew I was going to win. But go ahead. I'll let you slide.
I'll say, I have a prediction. I do predict that Blanca will have another love interest before
really?
Before the next two episodes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in that.
I mean,
she's going to get some ping-ping.
Y'all go.
Ooh.
Jamie,
okay.
She's going to get some ping-ping.
Before my prediction, though, there was one thing where I was like, hold up. Okay, remember when Stan and Patty were in the therapy room? Mm-hmm. And she was like, so are you gay? It's something from childhood. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a very deep scene. But then he was like, I don't know. And he's sobbing. I'm like, okay, but last episode or before then, when Angel asked the same thing, you had all the answers. Let us know what you think in the comments. But what did you guys think about that?
He feel more free around Angel. He gets to be himself.
Because he doesn't know her like that. That's how a lot of people are. They just want to spill all their business to people they don't know and the people they're close with. They're
I think it lends itself to showing that it's a process. You know, he does not have it all figured out. And when you're confronted with your wife at therapy about your sexuality and like...
That was bombarded. Change. Yeah.
But your prediction.
Okay. So back to my prediction. I think, because, you know, Patty, my girl Patty, she was like, go back to your apartment, renew that lease that you had Angel at. I think they might live together. Because as you saw, they ended the scene off with him seeing Angel Ann
back
with
his to the peep
black
show.
Eye. So I think that they might live together. And it still might make Patty feel some type of way.
Yeah.
And I think that Matt, his boss, I think that he might find out about Stan and try to blow up his spot at work. Mm-hmm. And all hell is going to break loose. And
she
I'm really excited about
finally
it.
Finally cook. They'll give him those cookies.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go next. I think for me, looking at the whole Stan, Patty, Angel saga, I think that Stan is really about to go off the deep end. Like, he's going to... I mean, we saw him try to beat up his boss and lose that fight. we saw him
in the
preview for next week. It looks like a couple weeks ago, they had told us that he was going to end up at a ball. So it looks like that's coming up. But I think we're really going to get to see him, I don't want to say flourish, but like really let loose and be himself.
Child, is he going to walk at a ball?
Oh my goodness. That would be amazing.
And the category is.
And the category is. Businessman, white man, real.
Right. White man, real.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so my predictions are kind of off because we didn't see anything from Elektra.
Yeah.
And I know it's coming to where we're going to have to see the transformation that she wants to make, and her man is not down for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that she's going to have to be independent, and it's going to change her cockiness and the fact that she just feels like she's better than everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if Stabler going to like it.
Okay.
Honey, I think that Blanca is going to have to come to her rescue again because she's always being humble, even though Elektra is a...
Okay.
A good person.
I don't think Stabler is for it, but we are pretty much out of here.
I'm
real
sorry.
Quick.
One more. House of Evangelista is about to keep winning because Poppy and Ricky won tonight, and they're going to continue to win.
They did win.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That was another prediction.
You guys have 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Who won your trophy? I'm going Pray Tell.
Patty, you got this. 2 weeks in a row. Keep it coming.
Pray Tell.
Mm-hmm. Pray Tell.
Pray Tell.
Pray Tell. Pray Tell killed the game. I wrote down that his love won the episode.
Yeah. Okay. It did. I like love that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have this week. We definitely want to know who you think won the episode, who won the trophy. You can let us know all of your moments from special segments. Tweet us at hashtag ABTV. Pose. We'll be here next Sunday, 8 p.m. live. We got 2 episodes left. Make sure you watch. And you guys can follow me all over social media at Keith_Andre.
You guys can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray, IG at Jamie Gray. And, of course, a many, many other Pose AfterBuzz TV. Well, okay. You'll find me on all of our AfterBuzz TV shows. Check me out.
You guys can stalk me and watch me posing on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar.
And you know you can catch me on Twitter only at Deshauna O, because Instagram is not...
Okay.
I love IG.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you later.
See you later, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.